Talk Live, 855-450. Free, you can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Johnny Ray.
I know you expected to hear Stephanie, but Stephanie's still ill. Stephanie was ill last week. She had a terrible sore throat and, you know, the glorious pipes that Stephanie has. We don't want to strain them when she's got a sore throat. And this week, it went from bad to worse. I'll let her explain it all when she gets back and in whatever way she wishes. But suffice to say, Stephanie is still ill.
I'm trying to think of some way that I am a good replacement for Stephanie. She's got a better voice than I am. She's better looking than I am. She has better hair than I do. That's true, yeah. Yeah, better than sticking a mic in front of an empty chair.
That won't work.
And talking to that, Eastwood style.
That won't work. So, you know, Clint got a lot of trouble over that, but, I mean, what a surprise. The guy's an actor. He acted like he was talking to Obama. I never thought that was a problem, for whatever reason. I felt like the Democrats went after Eastwood on that because they couldn't go after many of the things that he said.
Right.
So if they would have gone after the things he would have said, the content. I mean, he's an actor practicing his skill set and acting. It's not strange and it's not weird. It's an actor acting.
Clint Eastwood's fantastic.
I mean, that's just how I saw that that particular circumstance with Eastwood. I know some people disagree with me. Whatever.
Now, before I give up talking about me, Mark, I want to say that I am scared out of my drawers because when I come in to I've done some shows with just Ian, and it's fine. Ian can run on and on and on. Ian can do a whole show by himself. And I'm reminded of the day when Ian was put in jail for his couch, and it was just you the next day in the studio. And I could tell that you did not like it, and you were not happy with Ian that night.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had a lot of time behind the first mic since then. That was maybe 5 or 6 years ago that Ian got essentially, what was it, 90 days for his couch on his front lawn.
Right.
During the court proceedings, the judge held him in contempt 3 different times. One time for not sitting down quickly enough, another for not claiming that he didn't understand some instructions. I mean, it was crazy.
Let's see. I don't know if it was last night or two nights ago on Free Talk Live, you were talking about UCC theory, commercial contract law.
Right.
Now, I think Ian, in that particular case, was applying some things that he had read about or some people had told him. Because I remember when Judge Burke told him to sit down, I think Ian said, "Are you making me an offer?"
Yeah, something like that.
But he's since so Ian has tried a lot of different things, and he's not afraid to try these things. And that way, when people call in to talk about him, you know, he's prepared to tell them exactly how that stuff works out.
I wish he'd be a little more clear on it. Like, look, I tried that, and they attempted to put me in jail for 90 days.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, a lot of times when people call in with their particular theories on court or whatever it might be, the suggestion is if you just say these words, everything will go exactly as planned. In a lot of cases, the people that do try it know that it won't necessarily go as planned. And that's something that the people that are learning this stuff need to know.
Uh-huh.
That's my concern there. Anyway, let's go on with real show prep here. I've got a story from ABC News here about a mother who apparently had her child taken away from her because she failed a drug test after eating a poppy seed bagel.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, you hear about this on TV, and it's the kind of thing that, you know, my wife, I read the story too. She said, can't happen. It's too little. But apparently, it can. A Pennsylvania woman whose newborn baby was taken away from her after she failed a drug test by eating a single poppy seed bagel was just awarded $144,000 in a settlement.
That's not enough.
In 2010, well, we'll see how long it is here, and I'll tell you. In 2010, Elizabeth Mort, 24, with the help of from the Pennsylvania office from the American Civil Liberties Union, filed a lawsuit against Lawrence County Child Welfare Authorities and Jameson Hospital in Pittsburgh. When Mort was in the hospital to deliver her baby, Isabella Rodriguez, in April 2010, she tested positive for opiates after eating a bagel, her lawyer said. The hospital alerted the County Department of Public Welfare, which, along with two police officers, forcibly removed a three-day-old Isabella from Mort's home for 5 days. I was devastated. I just cried and cried. I didn't want to let her go. I was heartbroken, Mort said at a news conference following the filing of her suit. After nearly a week, officials determined that there was no evidence that Mort had used drugs and returned her little girl to her. Mort said she ate a single poppy seed bagel she purchased from Dunkin' Donuts on her way to the hospital. The baby never tested positive for drugs. In her lawsuit, Mort alleges the Jameson Hospital had used a very low threshold for its tests, resulting in false positives from common foods and medicines. The federal standard is 2,000 nanograms per milliliter, but Jameson alerted authorities if only 300 nanograms were discovered. So this is something like a seventh of what I guess the federal standard is.
Uh-huh.
In addition to the CAS settlement, Jameson agreed to change its policies for drug testing, a hospital official told ABC News. So there you've got it. It's crazy, and this is one of the problems that results from sort of this zero-tolerance, war-on-drugs attitude mm-hmm. that crosses the nation. Do I think that there's people in this world that are probably that their children are probably better off without them? Yeah, I probably do think that. But once you give the power to people to take people's children away, then some jackhole is going to say, well, if they have a poppy seed bagel, that's enough for me. And what this lady's child was taken to from her for 5 days for a poppy seed bagel, and it's insane.
Yeah, that's something that comes to mind when we talk about the rule of law is people clamor for, they want a system.
Yeah.
They want a dispassionate,
sure,
inhuman, and I don't mean that pejoratively, but
no,
they want some kind of mechanical system that takes human error out of it, and this is what you get. Zero tolerance, no thought going into it, no human interaction. And this is a real crime, what happened to this woman.
Yeah, I can't imagine how a hospital's operating like that. They're saying, oh, yeah, well, let's just keep this threshold really low where it's set off by all kinds of medications. I mean, if a poppy seed bagel's setting off their drug test, and then what other kind of problems have arisen along the way? How many other women have had their children taken from them as a result? I can only imagine. You have to have a child to know what this is like. I mean, no one knows fear until they've had a child, because it's the most valuable thing you've got in the world, and it's living. It can die. Somebody can take it away from you. You can wander out in the street. All kinds of things can happen, and you're constantly in fear of this, you know, this little wonderful possession that you have, you know, somehow being taken away from you. This is a nightmare of the highest proportions, and this poor woman had to go through it for nothing, for absolutely nothing. Some bureaucrat out there, and I mean that in the sort of the bean counter sense, somebody who has no, you know, they just don't care. The cops came and did this. Oh, well, the hospital said they had opiates. Fine by us. Let's go do it. And everybody just does their thing. Nobody's to blame here, right? Who's
right
to blame?
No, they're just doing their job.
Everybody's just doing their job. But in the process, a terrible thing happened. I don't want the $150,000 given to this woman. I want to know who did this. And those are the people that should have to pay the $150,000, not the taxpayers of this town or the stockholders of this company. The people who did this need to be the ones that pay.
Agreed.
855-450-FREE. If you've got opinions on this or anything else, you know, am I wrong? Should people who enforce these rules not be required to pay? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Johnny Ray.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition. That's how we do it around here. Now, we, of course, bring in show prep and talk about, you know, the things we talk about here. And if you want to get past episodes of Free Talk Live, we have them available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Going back for years and years, it's archives.freetalklive.com. And I am getting packed and ready to go to Las Vegas. It'll be, I guess, two more days till I leave, July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas is going to be Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented event of the year. There should be something like 3,000 people at this year's Freedom Fest. Many to see the Stossel show, which will be on Thursday evening. Maybe we're going to be recording then. There'll be lots of luminaries there, lots of people to listen to from all over the spectrum of the Liberty Movement. And you can get your tickets by going to freedomfest.com. I'll be there, of course, representing Free Talk Live, running around doing interviews and that kind of thing. Love to see you there. So will Scott Beezer from Big Head Press. It's freedomfest.com. Get registered now. Come see all the festivities and the people speaking. And as a matter of fact, I believe they're what are they putting on trial? The Republican Party is being put on trial, so it should be interesting. FreedomFest.com.
Right. Dinesh D'Souza is defending the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And it's, I can't remember the name. It's Moore, Steve Moore or Bruce Moore or something is the prosecuting attorney on the Republican Party. And where do you stand on the Republican Party, Mark?
Well, I've got to say that it's a difficult position, right? Like, I don't really even believe in voting. As far as I'm concerned, no one should be able to vote in order to tell me how I live my life unless I violated the rules or principles of, you know, somebody else's, you know, sort of their rights. And therefore, the political parties, I don't really care one way or the other about, but I do think that there's more and less peaceful paths to human liberty. And I'm fine with working within the system, as some people call it. And I don't think that working within the system by, say, you know, working within the Libertarian Party is particularly effective. I think that the Libertarian Party is, I like them sort of for the major candidates.
Uh-huh.
When you look at your sort of statistics, the value of your vote on a national election, there's really, your vote never matters. When in the course of 1,000 elections that we've had in the United States for president, and I think it is about that number. Yes, I know there have only been 45 presidents, and that at the maximum they've served two terms, but each individual state has an election for president, and some of those states actually have separate elections within them for electorates. So those are the actual elections, and they've still never been decided by one vote, or two votes, or even a dozen votes. So to consider, you know, how much time and energy the individual spends thinking about for whom will I vote for president, it makes no sense whatever. If I were to be able to pull my vote from all the elections in which I voted, and for some people, if you consider how many elections they voted in, dozens of presidential elections, if they could replace their vote afterwards in order to change the outcome or whatever it was that they might do, they still wouldn't change the outcome of the election. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I agree with you to a large extent there, Mark. I think that democracy and counting noses is just one of many possible ways that you could make decisions for your society, and I think that democracy is a pretty crude idea, and here in America we've seen that it doesn't work. The rules for our democracy aren't applied. The democratic decisions, the democracy just doesn't work. However, you're looking at it practically about, you know, one vote doesn't make a difference, but they do, ostensibly, they carry the numbers, they show the numbers the day after the election for what the popular vote was for this or that. So somebody who has 70% of the popular vote as opposed to 55% of the popular vote is going to arguably have a bigger mandate for whatever they want to do.
I gotcha. But it still doesn't matter that my one vote when you're talking about it from a president. The guy that's going to have 70%, I don't get to vote for the rest of the people. And the fact that I vote for a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian on a national level doesn't matter even for the mandate. I've heard all these arguments time and again, and I'm not telling people that it's not to vote. What I'm saying is that on a national level, the Republican Party doesn't mean that much to me. I'm much more likely to vote Libertarian or whatever on the national level, especially for a Republican, because, you know, your vote doesn't matter. I shouldn't say it doesn't count. It doesn't matter, because it does count. They count it, I believe. Some people don't believe they count them, and I can't prove otherwise. But on a local level, generally I'm going to go with a party, you know, one of the major parties, because sometimes here in New Hampshire, those votes are decided by very few people,
uh-huh.
very few votes. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I do think it matters when you're down that low. And that would be why I ran as a Republican delegate for the state convention and won. You know, I do participate in the Republican Party in that sense. And so I think on a local level it matters. On a national level, it doesn't matter to me.
Very good.
So there you go. Going back to the story of this woman who had her child taken away from her for eating a poppy seed bagel before she went to the hospital, it's an outrageous story. So she stops off at Dunkin' Donuts. She grabs a poppy seed bagel, maybe poppy seed, maybe the everything bagel. I don't know. Sometimes I like the poppy seed bagels by themselves. And she eats that on the way to deliver her child. They give her a drug test. The drug test has a very low threshold. It's about a seventh of what the federal standard is. And the hospital sort of alerts whatever these bureaucrats are that take people's kids away. And I guess they just believe what the hospital said. Yep, she failed the test, as opposed to, well, exactly how many, nanograms per milliliter of blood did she have? You know, exactly what were the statistics? No one cared. No one seemed to matter.
Yeah, is there any other evidence that she's a doper?
Yeah, other than, well, they say that she failed the test, but it doesn't really even say anything about the test. I mean, if you make failure at 97% of the correct answers on a test, and then you say somebody failed, well, it doesn't really speak to exactly how many answers they got right or wrong. And the hospital really kind of they graded on a curve, but it's in the opposite direction. It's a bad curve, not a good curve.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so the lady sues. She gets $144,000. And I think that, you know, I really got to ask people is, do you think that Child Protective Services does more harm than good? Because I know that there are people out there that it scares me that they have kids. I got it. But I see so many stories about people having their children taken away, and you know, it's just frightening. The most valuable possession you've got, and people will take it away from you. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Your opinions next. 855-450-FREE.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
855-450-FREE. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at rock bottom prices. Whether you're looking for ammunition or knives or scopes, binoculars, laser sights, flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com's got it. They're family owned and you can trust them. I've been doing business with them for years. Every time I order, by the way, I check on the prices, and they're always the lowest that I'm able to find. That's where they really really excel, is being able to get you the name brand products that you want at the lowest prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Tis the season for survival and shooting gear. Tis the season of man for survival gear as our world slowly unravels.
A lot of people want, you know, are preparing for the worst. There's no doubt about it. I don't know. I can't say. I think that it's a good idea to be prepared for things, and I don't know. Sometimes I'm skeptical of the claims, but no one knows the future. There's no way to know.
Yeah, I think that having the feeling of preparedness can really improve your quality of life.
I'd agree with that much.
I get anxious about all manner of different things, and if I feel like I got that covered, that water purification, then, you know, I can concentrate on moving forward.
Well, let me ask you this. If there was one thing you could make illegal, would it make you feel better?
It's a fantastic segue, Mark. Mark is referring to the Reddit article that I brought in. I'm not sure if you call them articles or what. It was a question somebody posted on Reddit, and then all the other Reddit readers that were interested in the question answered it. The question being, if you could make one thing illegal, what would it be? I found this on the front page of Reddit. I think it's still there. And a lot of the I enjoyed reading it, so I brought it in. Mark, would you like me to continue?
Yeah, please. I want to hear what other people would make illegal if they could.
Okay, I've got these sorted by the best. I think that means they're the ones that are the most upvoted. So I'll just begin at the beginning. The first answer is the single subject rule should apply to congressional bills.
Hear. I would agree with that, too. It's just ridiculous. For instance, Real ID was snuck through on us, I think a military funding bill through the Senate back in 2006, maybe. And it's just ridiculous how they can pile all these things into one bill and just sneak them by people. That's not really the way that people imagine a representative democracy working. Most of the states can't do this. It's against the law in most states to do this. Why in the world can the federal government do it?
Right, and it can work the other way. A quote good bill could be sunk because there's some writers on it that are particularly distasteful. According to Reddit, The Simpsons said it best. Kent Brockman: with our utter annihilation imminent, our federal government has snapped into action. We go live now via satellite to the floor of the United States Congress. Speaker: when it is unanimous, we're going to approve the bill to evacuate the town of Springfield in the great state of... Wait a minute! I want to tack on a rider to that bill. By the way, what was happening was there was a comet headed for Springfield. I said it was The Simpsons, right?
Yeah, I was going to hope so, because Springfield is hard to pin down.
I want to tack on a rider to that bill. $30 million of taxpayer money to support the perverted arts. All in favor of the amended Springfield/pervert bill? Boo! Bill defeated. There you have it.
That's how it works?
Yeah. So... just starting from the top here, this particular thing illustrates a problem that I often have on Free Talk Live talking about things, because I disapprove of the whole thing, the whole democracy, like we were talking about before. So when we get into the minutiae,
right,
of rules and how things should go, I don't really care. I think that the kind of systems that we would come up with if we were truly free would be incredibly nuanced and effective, and I don't have to throw in my two cents, and I don't have to fight my neighbors to get my way, because I'll be able to live with the emergent order.
So there's nothing that you would make illegal if you could? Because I've got one.
Okay. All right. But if we keep the story going, I'll make sure to come up with something that I think should be illegal.
Now, those
besides murder.
Those who've listened to Free Talk Live in the past, obviously I'm not going to go for the easy one and just make it illegal for anybody not to abide by the NAP or something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's the non-aggression principle, for those that don't know what the NAP is. It's too jargony. I shouldn't say the NAP. I should say the non-aggression principle.
Right, and the non-aggression principle is like what I want to say about how humans should conduct themselves is they shouldn't do violence on one another. But you can't quite say that, because maybe somebody wants to do violence on you, and the only way you can protect yourself from this savage is to do violence on them.
You should never initiate force or fraud is really, whatever that's what it means.
Yeah, so aggression.
But, in sort of the playful fantasy world, I'm sick and tired of towns being named after each other. I think Springfield is a really good example here. Why in the hell do half of the states in America have a Springfield? I mean, really? The founding fathers of this town, or founding mothers, or founding whomever, don't have enough ingenuity to come up with their own name. I mean, name it after somebody's daughter. Name it after somebody's mom. I don't care. It's ridiculous that the towns share the same name. Why in the hell is there a Manhattan, Kansas? Why is there a Naples, Florida? Why is there a Berlin, New Hampshire? This is ridiculous crap. I wouldn't do this for the nation. I'd do it for the world. If you've got one of these duplicate towns, And yeah, I guess I'd have to go in and I'd have to figure it out. Some of them, it'd be complicated. There's, you know, many of them have had their town names for a long time. And I'd decide arbitrarily which one gets to keep their name and which one doesn't. Based on, you know, infamy, size, you know, length of time, a variety of things.
Mark, you're telling me that this is the thing? That's this is thing. Your thing that you would make illegal?
I'm sick of it, yeah. Sick and tired of this nonsense, this lack of creativity among humans.
I'm going to have to move on. Mark, there's, you know how many towns and cities and boroughs and villages and hamlets and,
yeah,
I'd be and busy. Stuff there are in the world?
Yeah, I'd be busy. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's ridiculous, Mark. I mean, Georgia, Athens... That's fantastic to have in Athens, Georgia. It's an homage to the Athens, obviously, the Athens of Greece, this historical place with hundreds, thousands of years of history.
Then they can call it New Athens.
All right.
They can call it West Athens. They can call it anything they want, but not Athens.
Very good. Private prisons should be illegal, according to somebody on Reddit.
Okay, so there's a lot of problems with private prisons as they exist today, but I'm not ready to throw the idea of privatizing confinement out, that baby out with the bathwater. Imagine for a second, there's a lot of problems with mistreatment of inmates inside of state prisons, too. And state tends to be a very inefficient organization. So if, for instance, I'm just, as a person who spent 8 years in prison, just imagine for a second if a judge passed down, say, a confinement order, and then confinement organizations had to compete for the business of the inmate. Because the inmate would have to pay for their lodging, they'd have to pay for a variety of things. They should be paid for the work that they do. Or if they've got savings, fine. You know, use your savings to pay for your confinement. But I think that it could work with the... privatizing prisons or marketizing, whatever one wishes to call it. 855-453. Tell me if I'm crazy. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now for something. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition with Mark
and Johnny Ray.
855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, a post on Reddit where people were talking about what they would make illegal if they had the opportunity. And I think it's an interesting question. If you could make just, it's like having just one sort of limited wish, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. And, I would make illegal making it illegal for me to only make one thing illegal. Like, that's not going to work, right? 855-450-FREE. Check out the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, web community, and they promote real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. It's a great show, and you can listen to it at schoolsucksproject.com.
I went to public schools, Mark, and it was a horrible place.
Well, I think school and kids generally feel that way about schools, but I think that it doesn't have to be that way, and that's what I think they're trying to work towards at schoolsucksproject.com.
Yeah, I know that the episode that I listened to, they were talking about the Sudbury schools, so I imagine that they talk about a lot of different models for how to educate our Utes.
Yep, the Utes. They're tough to educate.
If you could make one thing illegal, what would it be? Private prisons.
So I had said that I'm not ready to toss out the private prison baby with the private prison bathwater, and you don't agree?
Prisons is a subject where I run up against a lot of gray area in my political thinking.
I think it's tough for the people in liberty movement when it comes to the ideas of crime and punishment and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got a murderer, say, in libertarian paradise. What do you do with them? The idea of seizing somebody and throwing them in a cage is something that is it's really tough for me to justify. Stefan Molyneux of
Free Domain Radio.
Stefan Molyneux of Free Domain Radio talks about these insurance companies that he hypothesizes that could come about in this
DROs,
libertarian paradise.
Defense Resolution Organization.
I think it's Dispute Resolution.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Organization. And they're like insurance companies, and they're kind of like private government. They, as I understand it, your DRO can withdraw their support for you as an individual if you run afoul of the rules of society, and then that makes it nearly impossible for you to buy food or do the things that you need to do to keep living. So instead of having to throw somebody in a cage, you just have to be in fear of these DROs and how it could ruin your life, and you don't need to be killed or caged because you'll act in your own interest.
The fact is that people are going to kill people, and the disputes are going to arise, and people are going to use mind altering substances, and I refuse to believe that there's going to be a society where that's large enough, dense enough, and people aren't going to kill each other. Just it's going to happen, and it's sad, and it's a fact of life. I don't know what the best solutions are. I mean, I think all these insurance company ideas are very interesting.
Yes, solutions, that's the important thing, because I agree with you. People are going to kill people. People are going to rob from people. But what do we do to these people?
And I would say that some people are going to be so inexorably broken that they need to be confined away from other people. I think that number is significantly lower than what it is today. I believe, if you got rid of the war on drugs, that you probably would empty prisons to a number something between 50 and 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you consider the amount of people, not just that are in prisons for nonviolently possessing drugs or anything like that, but that hurt somebody or robbed somebody to get drugs, all variety of reasons. And I mean, the fact is that a lot of people are in prison for having drugs or doing something to get drugs. It's a large percentage. And when you take those folks away, then I think that's really going to fundamentally change who we lock up. Also, it doesn't make much sense to throw thieves in prison to me unless they just sort of patently refuse to go straight and pay people back. I think it would be a lot better off with putting ankle bracelets on them and forcing them to work and paying their restitution to
right.
the victims.
Right.
That seems like it makes a lot more sense. That's really where it comes down to, is the most violent of people and the folks that steal things. Those are the ones those are the crimes that I would like to see punished.
Yeah. This is about private prisons. And how do I feel about private prisons versus public prisons? Well, they're definitely different, but I think it's kind of a six of one, half dozen of another sort of thing. You've got different problems with each one. Basically, fundamentally, I think they're the same. The public is paying for the private prisons, right? The private prisons are paid from the taxpayers. Or I suppose if with federal private prisons, they could be paid by the printing presses. And private prisons just create their own special problems. The U.S. incarcerates so many people. The U.S. incarcerates more people per capita than any other country in the world. And I think that the profit motive engendered by the private system might have something to do with that. Mark?
Well, I you look like you were thinking about it. I couldn't tell what you're going to, if something epiphany was going to pop out next. I'd like to hear the next thing that people want to make illegal.
Very good. Media exposing the identity of someone accused of a crime.
Okay, so the media exposing the identity of somebody accused of a crime. So this is kind of interesting. What we see here in today's culture is that 99 point some large integer of people who are arrested do not end up sort of taking it on to trial. Those that end up taking it to trial, now I can only tell you the numbers for the felonies, I don't know misdemeanors, that percentage that are found guilty is 66%. So if the state doesn't drop the charge, the chances of you sort of being found innocent are remarkably low. And I think that we've got a culture in this society, if somebody's accused by the government of having done something, then that person is guilty. That's what we think as a people.
Uh-huh.
And I think I tend to agree with this, that, look, you should only be, your name shouldn't be, you know, why is the press releasing your name if you haven't been found guilty of something?
Right. So this is a question of media, of ethics of our journalists and so forth. Yeah, my knee-jerk reaction to this particular bullet point about media exposing the identity of someone accused of a crime is that the media should be legal for the media to do and say whatever they want and cover whatever they think is important. And the problem, again, lies with the government and where it is and why it's arresting people. And if somebody is accused of a crime and they shouldn't be accused of a crime, it's not a problem for the media to cover it. It's a problem for the government, and they shouldn't have accused that person of the crime.
You know, I think about often the, I can't remember the name of the McMartin's preschool case that was down in South Florida, prosecuted by Janet Reno, and what it must be like to be those people. Because most people, I don't even think most people know that the...
Sorry, which people?
The McMartins, I guess, the people who worked at the McMartin preschool. This is a situation where a bunch of three, four, five-year-olds were asked, somehow or another the prosecutors got it in their heads that these kids were being ritually, satanically abused
or
something.
Sure.
And Satanism was real big in the 80s. You gotta remember that part. And somehow or another, they brought charges on these people. And, like, the kids were saying things like, yes, they tortured us in the basement. This is South Florida. We have no basements. You know, no, you didn't get tortured in the basement. And I can understand why you would, you know, discard the term basement. But, I mean, like, the story has just got more and more outlandish as the adults fed these kids stories. And what must it be like to be the McMartins now? And I can't imagine these people. What? Where do they work? What do they do? If anybody hears about them, they've got to be vilified. And they were found innocent. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this? Should people who are accused of a crime's name be published in the newspaper? 855-450-FREE.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.